Welcome, believers. This is Lucha Lowdown. I am your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid. With me tonight, as always, El Guapo Jeff Budd.
What's up?
Hey, it's been a little bit, Jeff. How are you?
Yes. I'm all right. I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
Happy to hear it. Hopefully the little bit of the break has us both recharged. This is going to be a shorter episode tonight. We're going to sort of discuss what, you know, led to the break and where we're going from here and everything like that. But the name of this week's episode is Lucha and Chill, because the biggest news that we're going to be talking about tonight, the biggest thing we're going to be talking about, is the fact that at long last, Lucha Underground did finally hit Netflix this past week. So seasons 1 and 2 are on there to for all of the believers to rewatch, and for all of the soon to be the initiates to become believers to go and watch as well. So it is huge news for Lucha Underground that this finally came to fruition. Just, Jeff, wanted to get some of your thoughts on it finally being on Netflix, because it was cool for me when I popped into Netflix and everything like that and saw that it had been added on there, and me immediately put it on, rated it 5 stars and all that jazz. But just thoughts on it finally being on Netflix.
I also quickly gave it the 5-star rating.
It's our civic duty.
No, yeah, it is. I like it for a few reasons. One, this gives me my own Lucha Underground library now, because I joined the show late as a fan, and also I don't live in the same apartment that I did when I first started watching, so I don't have those episodes recorded anymore. So now this gives me all of season 1 and season 2, and then I have season 3 on my DVR, so now I've got everything that I need to reference whenever necessary. And then the other reason that I really like this is, as a fan of Lucha Underground, I like the idea that more people get to watch it now. I mean, how many times have we brought it up in certain situations and people just didn't have access to it? El Rey Network is a great network, but not everybody's got a chance to watch it. So now this is a much larger audience that they're exposed to, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that sentiment in terms of the fact that El Rey Network's a great network, but not everybody, even people that have it, don't know that they have it necessarily, because it still is a relatively new thing.
Oh, yeah, I always have to find it, yeah.
So this is something, I mean, Netflix is so huge that it's and they are becoming so known for watching programming that people haven't seen before, like, the evolution of Netflix is interesting in and of itself, as far as starting off as the DVD delivery service, and then, you know, more and more people becoming content with just the, like I was, just with the sort of whatever movies they have free streaming, I'll watch those. And then the next evolution of that is their own original content. And while Lucha Underground is not original content to them, it sort of fits into that bubble, I feel like, though, because it is content that is, you know, it's going to be new to a lot of people that could seek it out. So in a lot of ways, it does fit that binge watch model. I mean, I already have a group of friends that are big wrestling fans down in L.A., actually, so near the temple. And they, for whatever reason, came to the party late on Lucha Underground. I don't think that they wanted to take the time or effort to, you know, buy the seasons or try and track it down elsewhere or what have you. So now, actually, though, since it hit Netflix, the first day that it hit Netflix, they had people over and they started watching together, and they're into it. So I mean, it's definitely, I think it's going to work. Johnny Mundo said it's a game changer for Lucha Underground and pro wrestling to be on a digital service like that. Which, by the way, if you haven't heard my interview with Johnny Mundo, I encourage you all to go back and listen to it. It was a lot of fun talking to him. Super, super chill guy. Love Johnny Mundo, and looking forward to him coming up here to San Francisco for the Cow Palace Royale that All Pro Wrestling is putting on. And so listen to that if you haven't heard it. Johnny was talking about just how huge this could be for Lucha Underground, and I think other promotions too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Lucha Underground is successful on Netflix, that maybe like a Ring of Honor, or somebody ends up on like Hulu or something like that, or maybe, I mean, who knows? But this is big for Lucha, and I hope that so far they're creating a lot more new believers. They put out a shirt, by the way, as this episode is titled Lucha and Chill. They put out a new shirt that has exactly that on it, so I can't wait for mine to arrive, because that is pretty awesome. And it is the best way to Netflix and chill is with Lucha Underground. big, big deal for them and for growing their audience, as we have talked about. But mention Johnny Mundo. One of the things that we discussed in that interview is one of his side projects, because Johnny Mundo is not just your Lucha Underground champion. He's also an actor, and he put together this movie that's coming out, Boone the Bounty Hunter, and coinciding with Lucha Underground coming to Netflix, or the week before in the lead up to that, the Boone the Bounty Hunter official trailer was launched. So I got to talk to Johnny about that. But Jeff, I wanted to talk to you about it because you were one of the first people I thought of when I watched it. What did you think of the Boone the Bounty Hunter trailer and just your expectations and excitement for the movie?
Well, I mean, you know that I love Kevin Sorbo in movies, so that first scene had me sold. No, I think this is great. It's one of those films that I think complements the wrestler well, as far as the character has a similar personality to what John's Arna used to doing, as far as the flashy cockiness, and then he gets to showcase his parkour talents, which is excellent. And it's also what everybody wants to see. I want to see him doing his wrestling moves. I want to see him, you know, with that type of action scene. So I think the whole thing is pretty fun. And then there's other actors in there that we recognize. So I think it's pretty cool in that sense. It seems funny. The story is pretty basic, but I mean, that's what I would expect from this. It's going to be better than that Edge police officer movie that I watched.
Oh, it was that Interrogation?
Dude, that was a nightmare. I watched it when I was staying in a hotel that had Showtime. I watched that early in the morning one time, and he made Jamie Kennedy look like a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, poor Edge. We had him on to promote that movie on the Bone.
He seems so much more natural when he's just cutting a promo. It was the weirdest thing.
Well, it's so much different. It's a different kind of structure, obviously, and everything like that. But the premise of Boone the Bounty Hunter is, well, it's self-titled, is that Johnny Mundo plays Boone, who is a TV bounty hunter, like reality show, sort of like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but, you know, not
much more awesome.
Yeah, much more attractive, much more awesome. And, you know, the first scene of the trailer is great because he takes down Kevin Sorbo. which I loved that, but the show gets canceled, and then so the premise of the movie is that this fake bounty hunter wants to sort of go legit to kind of get more, sort of make a comeback that way, hopefully, I believe, getting his show back on the air.
Yes.
It's got Rampage Jackson in it as well. Spencer Grammer, is that the name?
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer's daughter, and voice of the daughter on Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I keep forgetting that. And we love Rick and Morty here and everything like that, too. But the movie just looks like so much fun. Like, I am legitimately excited to see a screening of this, which hopefully I will get to go to up here in San Francisco. But, I mean, we will watch this movie and we will review this movie on Lucha Lowdown. No doubt about that.
Absolutely. Sounds like a fun movie night of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely. We could start doing some type. Well, we'll be getting into more of that later on here in the show. But Boone the Bounty Hunter, yeah, very excited for that to be coming out. And just, I mean, legitimately looks like a lot of fun. And I know John put a lot of effort and time into this, and he is, you could just tell when I was talking to him, he's very proud of it coming to fruition and everything like that. So encourage you all to support him on that as well. Would be great. Before we get into the final discussion topic, because this is going to be a quick episode here as we sort of just do a reset. But I want to thank all of you believers out there for supporting the show, Lucha Lowdown. We really appreciate it. Biggest thing you can do to help support us, be sure to follow us on social media, at Lucha Lowdown on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at the same place. If you want to get in touch with us personally, luchalowdown@gmail.com. I love interacting with you on there. Interacting with you guys on Twitter during new episodes has been great fun as well. So please encourage you to follow us on Twitter. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me on show nights and stuff like that. But the most important thing you can do is to follow us, subscribe to us on iTunes, and then rate and review us as well. And, word of mouth is the best way to get the word out about the show. We love all the support believers, so thank you very much. And as we move on from there, I want to talk about, we took a couple weeks off from doing the reviews of the Lucha Underground Greatest Hits as they sort of moved to, I mean, obviously doing 4-hour blocks of Lucha Underground Greatest Hits, which is awesome and everything like that, but it just was a much bigger time commitment on the week in and week out to rewatch all of those and review them in the way that we like to do and everything like that. Because, you know, we like to sort of watch intently, take notes, and sort of highlight certain things that, you know, really stood out to us as being cool or fun or funny and stuff like that. So it was just, it was much bigger time commitment. So we are going to sort of step away from doing the Lucha Underground Greatest Hits aspect. But Jeff, you had some great ideas as far as what we can do to fill the time in the interim with sort of a Luchador of the Week type profiles. Just go into detail about what we're sort of going to be doing here. And we're going to be doing a multitude of things, but this is one of the things that we're going to start doing as well.
Well, yeah, my idea was basically that each episode we decide to just focus and highlight one particular performer in the temple. And then sometimes, depending on the relationship between other characters, maybe we could have a couple in one episode. So what we would do is we go over who they are, our feelings towards them, and then we would bring out some highlights. We could go over and talk about 2 to 3 matches of theirs that we just really enjoy and for whatever reason, and then give basically the play-by-play that we've done in episodes past, but just about those specific matches. And then also maybe some of the vignettes that really stood out to us as well. And then towards the end of the episode, we could kind of talk about hypothetical dream matchups that we would like to see, or where we want to see that character go, perhaps what title we would like to see them go after, or something as far as their storyline.
Yeah, I think that is a great idea for a segment for episodes to do here in the future. Because I enjoy...
Go ahead. I was going to say, and then another thing is, if people wanted to tweet or email or whatever suggestions of who they would want an episode of, feel free. I mean, we have enough ideas as far as who we want to highlight, but if somebody got a big push for some reason, you know, they could kind of cut to the head of the line and we'd do an episode on them instead.
Yeah, and I enjoyed, as we launched Lucha Lowdown, as we were waiting for season 3 to come out, sort of our thoughts and sort of, you know, some of the fantasy booking stuff that we did, who we'd want to see appear in the temple and things like that. We can do more things like that, like, you know, we can count down greatest matches and whatnot. But one of the things that we are definitely going to be doing as well is we're going to start reviewing movies and documentaries that deal in the realm of Lucha Libre. So we're going to start watching like the old school flicks, like with El Santo and Blue Demon and stuff like that. I think that would be a lot of fun to go back and watch those and talk about them and hopefully give an opportunity for you guys to listen and enjoy that as well. And also, you know, you can go back and watch yourself, and I think it'll just help sort of broaden everyone's understanding about Lucha Libre's impact and everything in general. I mean, because in watching documentaries about it and stuff like that, like El Santo and Blue Demon, huge, huge stars, Mil Máscaras as well, that transcended just the ring. So I'm looking forward to going back and doing that as we fill the time in this mid-season break and then also in the future ones as well, because, you know, as we know, with it being seasonal, this is probably going to become a regular thing. I don't know about the mid-season break, but that remains to be seen. Hopefully not so long the next time around, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. So this is kind of a new format for us as we are going to be eagerly awaiting Lucha Underground season 3 to return from its break, May 31st. So still got a little bit of time, but it's creeping up, and we're going to be ramping up some more interviews as well. That's the other thing that we're going to try and bring more of to you, talking to some more of the Lucha Underground talent and everything like that. And big thanks to El Rey and everybody working with them for facilitating all those. They've been nothing but first class with us. And if you haven't heard it yet, one more time, go listen to our interview with Johnny Mundo. It was a lot of fun. I think he had a lot of great stuff to say, too. So it was very interesting listening to him, just some of the things that he talked about as far as finally winning that world championship and whatnot. But so this was just our little reset to catch you up on where we're going to be going here with Lucha Lowdown. That is going to do it for us tonight. Like I said, a quick one. But for Jeff Budd, I'm James Kincaid. Good night, everybody.